The small New Mexico village of Chimayo is known for two things. El Santuario, its world-famous church, where healing miracles are said to occur, and having the most heroin overdoses per capita in the United States. But this village, plagued for decades with drug and alcohol problems, made its own miracle when residents came together in a local war against drugs. Drug dealing is not just a big city problem. Over the last century, as the heroin trade moved north from South and Central America, traffickers found the village of Chimayo a convenient place to do business. By the 1960s, this small community in the mountains of northern New Mexico was a center for major drug deals.
So basically, say in the 80s and 90s, we were living in a state of terror in our own village.
Political activist and award-winning author Chelis Glendinning lives in Chimayo.
Here was this other problem going on that had to do with the dealers really ruling the villages and there being throat slitting and violence and people driving too fast and everybody got robbed. That's pretty much how it was until the late 1990s.
That's when Ms. Glendinning and her neighbors decided the time for action had come. In keeping perhaps with the spirituality of the local shrine, they were inspired by a vision. One of the community's oldest citizens, considered a grandmother to the entire village, saw a victory over the drug dealers.
She's a very spiritual woman, and she had a vision. This was after a terrible accident in the village where a whole number of children were killed in a car accident, and the driver had been using drugs and alcohol. And she had this vision of a procession from another village to the Santuario, right through the dealer's terrain.
More than 500 people brought that vision to life. Ms. Glendinning says the march marked the beginning of a drug war in her village.
The police and the FBI came in and had a drug bust, and they wiped out the three top dealers. Then, of course, other dealers popped up and moved to other villages. And then people just kind of emerged, and now we have our first treatment center for drug addiction.
The center's recovery program is designed to be culturally relevant to the local community. Its director, Ben Tafoya, says the treatment incorporates traditional healing with the more standard science-based practice.
Traditional healing and the growing of the herbs that are needed in traditional healing is something that has been here for the last 400 years. Northern New Mexico is a rural frontier, and there's very few practitioners in this area, so we need to establish a better method of helping our clients when they return back to their community. What we're hoping is that the traditional healing on the communities will expand because we'll have individuals out there that will be training other individuals to use it.
However, Mr. Tafoya says the long-term strategy for winning the war against drugs is educating people and giving them the resources to take control of their lives.
As we move forward and we empower more individuals and more communities are empowered, they will not tolerate the use of substances. And I think an example of that is the organizing that's being done around Chimayo. You know, people are fed up and they're saying, look, we don't want drugs in our community. We don't want drugs in our lives. And we are going to take control. It's a bottom-up approach, not a top-down. The solutions are in the communities.
One of Chimayo's solutions focuses on the younger generation. Chelis Glendinning says, like the treatment program, it incorporates the traditional reverence for the land with the modern after-school activities.
So often the dealers were just waiting in the playgrounds of our school with drugs to bring the children into addiction at a very early age. And so we now have Boys and Girls Clubs here. We have after-school programs. We have field trips. And for the youngest children, we have the prospect of being able to join the Earth Corps, which is a group of teenagers who are engaged in restoring the land.
Chelis Glendinning documented Chimayo's struggle against drugs in her book, Chiva, A Village Takes on the Global Heroin Trade. Chiva, she explains, is street slang for heroin. Fighting drugs is an ongoing struggle, and there's still a long way to go. But at least her community has taken the first step, she says, and remains determined to win the battle. I'm Faith Lapidus.